You are listening to Charlotte Real Estate Talk with Pridemore Properties.
Hello, Scott Pridemore here with Mike Hagee for another episode of Charlotte Real Estate Talk. Today, we welcome Brett Baranak with the Carolina Thread Trail. Welcome, Brett.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's totally our pleasure. So let's talk a little bit. As we think about the trail systems that we're aware of within our communities, wherever we live in Charlotte, we've been on the trails, not even realizing anything about the master plan and everything that goes into the master plan of the trail system through the Carolina Thread Trail. Brett, can you just tell us a little bit, just as an intro, with regard to what you guys do and your affiliation with the Catawba Land Conservancy?
Yeah, sure. The Carolina Thread Trail is a project that was started it's been almost 12 years now.
Can you start over real
quick? Just that last part?
Can you say something else?
Oh, yeah. The Carolina Thread Trail was started about 12 years ago, and it was essentially a result of a vision of community leaders in the Charlotte region to think about how can we get our communities better connected, and what's a project that will essentially help define and brand the greater Charlotte region. So the Carolina Thread Trail came out of that vision, and we were the Catawba Lands Conservancy, which is the 6-county land trust in the Charlotte region, they are our lead organization. So I kind of look at them, they're sort of our parent organization.
Sure.
And the tie-in the relationship there was good, because the Thread Trail was born out of, how do we get people connected to nature? The Lands Conservancy is putting aside conserving land, conserving open space, but we need people to actually get in there and see it and appreciate it and spread the word about how good that, that effort is. And so the Thread Trail was born, and then it's just kind of morphed and expanded into this large regional system in 15 counties and working with 90 communities and working on putting a regional trail system together. The heart of that were the master plans that were created in each county. That was very much a grassroots effort that locals worked on to say, this is where we would like to see trails and connectivity in our communities.
Fantastic. So, Mike, you and I both would agree that trails matter to communities and connecting communities, and it's a top level amenity that we believe helps to draw people into certain communities based on that access, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So Brett, in your opinion, I'm very interested to hear how you feel that, why are trails important to communities?
Well, they have multiple benefits. Obviously, the go-to for a lot of people is the outdoor recreation component. Trails are a place to get out and exercise, but the benefits are further reaching than that. Trails, they provide another option for transportation. As we think about greenways in the air, it's a way to walk and bike to shops, to just your daily living activities, to work. But they're also economic development drivers. A lot of times, whether it's developers with residential commercial developments, large employers looking to relocate to a community, they want to see that there's something for their employees to do, to be able to get outside and recreate. And that's something that's really become a priority over the last 10 years, I feel. So, and then also, trails are something that are very equitable. These trails are free. So anybody, all walks of life can use them. And they're a great way to just enhance the social fabric of communities. But they have, like I said, multiple benefits beyond just recreation and health.
Oh, definitely. And we were talking to you off mic before we started this podcast today, and you were talking about your experience in Florida and how they are also, generally certain areas in Florida are making more community connections through trails and what have you. But you brought up a point that you saw a lot of people in gated communities where you really felt like you were on an island where there wasn't a whole lot of connectedness. I thought that was a really interesting point.
Yeah. And trails, kind of, again, talking to the benefits. I mean, it's really a big part of enhancing that sense of community. When everybody feels like they're connected in their community, mm-hmm. that sense of community really goes up. And trails are sort of paramount to that. Somebody can, you know, walk or ride to the shops or to the restaurants or whatever it is, and you don't feel like you're in this isolated pod. Now your connectivity mm-hmm. Is there. And it's connectivity that's not based around having to get in your automobile and drive somewhere.
Right.
So it's a unique sense of connectivity. And they're so important in helping kind of define the character of that community through those connections.
And there's the aspect of the preservation of lands, right?
That's right. Typically, you know, what goes along with a trail system is that land around it that's typically permanently protected. And so trails not only enhance that connectivity, but they help, you know, in the way of preserving those natural open spaces that are, you know, quickly disappearing, quite frankly. So there's a sense of urgency, and trails help do that.
Yeah, and you talked about preserving the open spaces, certainly in the master planning, and that's early on in the process. How involved is the Carolina Thread Trail in that process?
Well, the Carolina Thread Trail, I mean, when at the onset of our effort and our organization, we facilitated those master plans. And like I said, it was a grassroots efforts where locals, advocates, the community staff, the elected officials said, this is where we would like our trail corridors to be. And it's important to note that this is something that had local buy-in. So as we work on our trail expansion efforts, you know, we already know that that foundation has been laid with local adoption. So, you know, we have something to work off of that was, you know, put together by local officials and local residents. And it adds legitimacy to our trail expansion efforts. And it's, you know, it's really great to see that the communities in our region, all of them are realizing what an important role trails play in improving the quality of life of the community, especially as we look at a lot of our communities in the region are looking to transform, reinvent themselves, revitalize, and trails are a big component of that. So it's really a pretty neat to watch how communities want to do this. And it makes life great for the Carolina Thread Trail. That's for sure.
Absolutely. On that same note, how are you able to bring in the, you know, the government, local government, cities, county, and yet still with the private overlay, get them to work together for the greater cause of developing the Thread Trail?
Well, you know, with the rapidly expanding region of the Charlotte area, the growth is really, you know, depending on how you want to look at it, it does represent opportunities. So as, you know, if there's commercial development or probably most frequently residential development, these communities are, you know, being planned along corridors that were reflected in the master plans for Carolina Thread Trail expansion. So they represent an opportunity. So the government works with a lot of the private developers to say, hey, you're coming in here, you know, you want to build your development. Well, this is a great opportunity to help add to our trail system. So that public-private partnership, that coordination is certainly something we're seeing more frequently around the region where these, you know, the high growth areas are really looked upon as opportunities to get our trail expanded and get it expanded quickly.
That's incredible. And so one of the most central part is under development right now. You know, how important is a Cross Charlotte Trail to the entire thread?
If you look at our 15 county region, and certainly the Cross Charlotte Trail is the centerpiece to that system. It has the most visibility. It's in the largest, you know, community in the region. And so many people know about that. So the expansion and the eventual completion of the Cross Charlotte Trail does so much for just bringing more attention to the importance of trails. And then it also provides that opportunity for our neighboring jurisdictions and neighboring counties something to link into. Right now, one of the efforts that I'm working on is, okay, well, the Cross Charlotte Trail is going to make its way down, excuse me, to Pineville. And boy, I'm sorry. And it gets down to the state line. Well,
we want to make sure that just because you're getting to that political boundary, that the trail experience doesn't stop. So working with developers to continue that experience down into South Carolina. Again, it's all about connections. We want to make sure, even as significant as the Cross Charlotte Trail is, you know, the grand vision for that is to be something that connects beyond Mecklenburg County and provides, is kind of the impetus for a lot of the trail growth, you know, outside the borders of Mecklenburg County.
Very good. Let's talk a little bit about how who helps to fund the trail system, Carolina Thread Trail, with the funding that comes in.
Yeah.
Foundation for the Carolinas.
Yeah. So, you know, as a nonprofit, and I think that this is also a good opportunity to mention that the Carolina Thread Trail, kind of our, the way that we operate is we serve as a catalytic organization. So we don't necessarily own and maintain all of these trails. You know, there's about 270 miles right now in the region that are open for use. And we don't own and maintain a lot of them. We have some that are part of our conservation areas that we own and maintain through the conservancy. But we act as a catalytic organization to partner with communities to assist them in getting their trails kind of from concept to reality. And so one of the ways beyond just the technical and coordinating assistance that we provide is we do have a grant program, the Carolina Thread Trail Implementation Grant. And the money that's used in that comes from a lot of our large corporate partners or philanthropic organizations that really are the lifeblood of the Carolina Thread Trail as a nonprofit. So Foundation of the Carolina, Wells Fargo, Duke Energy, Bank of America have all been their founding partners, and they continue to be a big partner of ours from a financial standpoint. So, you know, we're blessed to have them on board. And then that money is, you know, really helps our grant program to be a to help the communities leverage other funding from other public sources that they can help to build their trail, use to build their trail.
That's fantastic. And what's your favorite trail and why?
Well, I always preface it by saying that every trail that's in the Carolina Thread Trail systems, they're all great. They're all important. They're all my favorite. I tend to bounce around. I enjoy, because of where I live right in Charlotte, the Little Sugar Creek Greenway is right there. So it's always going to be towards the top of my list. But, you know, we have a wide spectrum of trail types throughout the region, all with their own unique experiences. I enjoy the Piedmont Medical Center Trail, which is commonly known as Riverwalk down in Rock Hill. And then we've just opened some new trail, the Founders Trail, just on the other side of the 21 Bridge from Rock Hill that connects to that. So I enjoy that. The Kings Mountain Gateway Trail out in Cleveland County is a great one. Close by, we have the Seven Oaks Trail by the Daniel Stowe Botanical Gardens in Gaston County, which is a favorite. But, you know, the answer that I'm always going to give is they're all my favorites. So, but they all offer great experiences and different experiences. You can go to Crowder's Mountain State Park, the Ridgeline Trail, which is 16 miles long. You know, it's all over the board. So there's plenty of trails, and they're all great in their own unique way.
Brett, you've got a lot of passion for trails and spreading, you know, awareness about trail maintenance and just preservation and all the topics we covered. Where did that passion start for you?
Well, one of the benefits of working this job is really this is just something that transcends what I do in my personal time. I've always been somebody who's been into cycling. I like to hike. And so that goes back years and years ago in my life. Bicycling and walking and hiking are all been, you know, a big part of what I do and really part of my just kind of identity as a person. So to be able to do this for a living is, you know, I feel kind of blessed to be able to do that. And we have such a great organization and what's great about the Carolina Thread Trail and the Catawba Lands Conservancy is everybody there, this is part of what they do in their personal life. So everybody has that passion that they draw on from their own personal interests. So it's great to work with just like-minded people to be able to do this. So, Yeah. So you'll usually see me out riding my bike or hiking somewhere, and I'm typically out on one of the trails. So it's great to be able to do this for a living. And you're making such a difference in the community, because this has had such widespread appeal and everybody loves trails. I mean, how can you not like
a trail? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. Agreed. Yeah, it's a huge benefit to the community to be connected or to be close to the trail and have that access. So as we how do you guys get the word out about the Carolina Thread Trail? Well, do you have fundraisers? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so one of the, something I do want to mention, this is a good opportunity, is so much of what we do at the Carolina Thread Trail certainly is depending on our volunteer base that we have, special events that we do, because raising awareness of the Carolina Thread Trail is something that's never going to end. That's always going to be one of our efforts, because we're in a big region. We got lots of people, and raising awareness of this is an ongoing effort. So we have lots of events that we get involved in. I mean, community events. We have we put our information table out there. So this is Earth Day weekend, and so there's all kind of events going on in the region. So we're going to divide and conquer staff and our volunteers, to be out in the communities with our information table to, tell people about the Carolina Thread Trail. We work, our largest fundraiser that we have each year is called the Pop-Up Picnic, and that raises lots of money for the Conservancy and the Carolina Thread Trail as well. And then one of our kind of our marquee events that we have is actually going to be coming up in just a little over a month, which is National Trails Day in Cramerton on June 1st. And that brings out nearly 2,000 people we have hikes, we have bike rides, we have paddles. It's just a whole family fun atmosphere. We have music, food, lifestyle. Vendors are going to be there, and it's again, that's on June 1st. And that's really kind of our local event to recognize this national initiative that highlights, trails across the country. So National Trails Day. And then, throughout the year, every month, we have programs, free programs. We have bike rides, we have paddles, we have hikes on our trails throughout the region. And so that's really, a big part of raising awareness for the Carolina Thread Trail is through those public programs. We just did a bike ride down in Rock Hill last week. We do, a bike ride here on Irwin Stewart Creek Greenway last week as well. So, and you can find all of that stuff on our website under the events tab, ways to get involved, volunteer work days, having groups come out, help maintain the trails. It's so important to the work that we do. Without volunteers, we won't be able to accomplish nearly as much as we do. And then what else did I want to mention along those lines?
Let's talk about the master plan. Beyond what we can see and touch and ride on today, you guys are constantly trying to expand through connecting existing trails to future trails and that master plan, right?
Yeah. So, it's certainly a legacy project that, when you put all the master plans together in 15 counties, we have over 1,600 miles of planned trail.
Wow.
And like I said, there's about 270 on the ground. We also recognize what we call blue ways, which are paddling trails. So the South Fork River, the Catawba River, the Rocky River, there's kayak access points, because that's another way to kind of define a trail. The blue way, paddle the river. This is something that's going to take a long time. I'm very optimistic, because everybody in our region is pretty much on board with trails. And, we have a great vision for this. We're only limited by the amount of dollars that can come in over time to help build these. But we have, we have all the interest and the ambition there. It really is striking to me how enthusiastic our communities are, whether it's Charlotte, at the highest level, down to some of our smallest rural communities, and they all want to see these trails. If you look at our region right now, it's kind of this spider web of trails, and we have short bits here and there all over the place. And now we're really to really kind of gain that recognition and get to that critical mass or that tipping point, miles need to be added to existing corridors. So the longer a trail is, the more people are going to recognize it, the more they're going to come not only locally to use it, but from outside the region too. And so we're, you know, we're looking at where our existing trails are, and it's all about adding mileage to those, and those, some of those primary corridors.
So with respect to trails in a large metro area, are there any cities across the country that you look to and say, wow, they're really doing it right? That's really what we're striving for.
Well, I think that there's numerous examples across the country. You know, I'm a native of Western Pennsylvania, so I've seen great things go on or outside in the city of Pittsburgh with developing rail trail projects along the rivers and a regional trail system. You know, St. Louis has the Great Rivers Greenway efforts, and they're building trails. So, you know, you can cite examples all over the country. I was just in Northwest Arkansas in Bentonville and Fayetteville. The Razorback Greenway, which is a 36-mile spine of a greenway through the towns up there. It's happening all over the country. And, you know, Charlotte, Mecklenburg County, and then just the entire region, everybody's pulling in the same direction. So the future's really bright for trails. And, you know, it just kind of makes it that much more exciting to be involved in an organization like the Carolina Thread Trail and get to work with our partners.
Well, Brett, you're doing fantastic work.
You really are.
Yeah, we appreciate your insight and your leadership there at Carolina Thread Trail, and we look forward to enjoying the trails that you all are helping to connect our communities to, and we appreciate you being on our podcast today.
Yeah, and I thank you guys for having me. And again, I always like to end by saying, you know, kudos to all of our partners out there, because they allow the success of the Carolina. Without our partners in the communities, our volunteers, none of this happens. So it's we're very thankful to be able to have everybody on board to partner with the Carolina Thread Trail to help make this vision a reality.
Fantastic. So for folks that want more information, it's carolinathreadtrail.org, correct?
That's right.
All right, good. Well, thanks, Brett. Surely appreciate it. Brett Baranak with Carolina Thread Trail. Mike Hagee, I'm Scott Pridemore. Thank you so much for joining us.
Listen, download our podcast, or find out more about Charlotte Real Estate at pridemoreproperties.com.